Welcome to your daily devotional for December 19th, The Dragon, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 4. The most unusual subject came up at our Christmas-themed Bible study last night, dragons, and whether or not they ever actually existed. Believe it or not, there is some evidence of the existence of fearsome dragons on earth. The Bible calls them in Job chapter 41, Leviathan, and then goes on to describe certain things, quote, "I will not conceal his limbs, his mighty power or his graceful proportions. Who can remove his outer coat? Who can approach him with the double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face with his terrible teeth all around? His rows of scales are his pride, shut up tightly as with a seal. One is so near another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together and cannot be parted. His sneezings flash forth light, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lights, sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke goes out of his nostrils, as from a boiling pot and burning rushes. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes out of his mouth." These are the words of the Lord. Various cultures have believed and drawn similar creatures. Certain evidence points to a creature once existed, but became extinct, like the dinosaur. The Bible also lists the dragon alongside other real animals in the Bible. There is no reason to understand the dragon as the only mythical creature in the bunch, the one exception. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 2 reads, "Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." The fierceness of this creature is unmatched, and it is associated with evil, even the devil. "And another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born." But the end of the dragon is known in the Bible, and we read it in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Now, I may or may not have convinced you of the existence of the dragon in times past, but that is really not the most important applicational point. When Jesus came into the world that first Christmas morn, it was the beginning of the end for the dragon of old. For he has been crushed by the power of the Lord of glory, for he has put all things under his feet. Praise be to Jesus Christ our God for his victory.